In this bulletin, Victoria records 179 new COVID cases and 9 deaths. Australia's leaders to discuss border restrictions at today's National Cabinet meeting. And in the AFL, calls for fans to fly the Aboriginal flag at this weekend's Indigenous Round. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcassi. Victoria has recorded 179 new COVID-19 cases and 9 more deaths. It's the first time the state's daily infection numbers have fallen below 200 since the 13th of July. The new fatalities bring Victoria's death toll to 385. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded just one new case of COVID-19. It's the lowest increase in coronavirus infections in the state since the 2nd of July, when no new cases were reported. The latest infection is a close contact of a previously reported case. New South Wales has 111 active cases. Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has reiterated calls for state and territory leaders to exercise common sense when dealing with COVID-19 border measures for regional and rural Australians. The impact of border restrictions on local communities and businesses is high on the agenda of today's National Cabinet meeting, with the situation in Victoria and a joint emergency response to the aged care crisis also to be discussed. An economic update will be provided by Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy and Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, alongside a COVID-19 health update by Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly. Mr. Littleproud says the lives and livelihoods of rural and regional communities have transcended borders for generations, and the states and territories need to develop a better approach.
I'm not asking the states to tear down their broad restrictions. I'm just asking them to use common sense. I'm asking them to engage with the agricultural sector, with regional communities, to understand the practical solutions that continue to help regional rural Australia put food and fibre on your table, but also look after their well-being. At the moment, we feel like the forgotten Australians.
The office of critically ill Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked the hospital where he's been cared for not to prevent him from being transported abroad for treatment. The vocal critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin is in a critical condition in a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk after falling ill on a flight to Moscow from a suspected poisoning. German organisation Cinema for Peace Foundation says it's ready to send a plane to retrieve the 44-year-old and that a noted hospital in Berlin is ready to treat him. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has expressed support for Mr. Navalny, saying her country will provide him with all the necessary medical aid required.
What is particularly important is that the circumstances behind this are cleared up very quickly. We insist on this because what we have heard so far is very unfavourable. It must be done very transparently.
New research shows the ice sheet around Greenland is melting at an unprecedented rate. The study from scientists at the Helmholtz Centre for Polar and Marine Research used satellite data to measure the issue, finding the ice sheet lost a record amount of mass last year. Lead author Ingo Saskin says the loss of more than 500 tonnes of ice in 2019 is 15% more than the previous record in 2012. He says that's the equivalent of 6 Olympic swimming pools worth of water being poured into the ocean every second.
Our study shows that the melting in Greenland is huge and ongoing, but it's also closely connected to temperature. And the Arctic summers, they have warmed about 1.5 times faster than the global average. And this doesn't affect only the Greenland ice sheet, but also the glaciers in Alaska and Canadian Arctic, Russian Arctic, and so on.
Turning to sport in the AFL, Essendon great Michael Long is encouraging fans to bring their own Aboriginal flags to matches during this weekend's Indigenous Round. Long's home city of Darwin will host 2 games, with Carlton playing Gold Coast tonight before the annual Dreamtime fixture between his old club Essendon and Richmond tomorrow. But the AFL won't be displaying the Aboriginal flag as part of the official proceedings due to a copyright issue. Long says he's hoping fans will heed his call and display the flag.
It's symbolic to our people. You know, there's a lot of people who've given rise to that flag. Hopefully, it's a sea of red and black, and and yellow.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny and 21 degrees. In Adelaide, showers and 13. Melbourne, much the same and 13 degrees. Hobart, shower or 2 and 12. Canberra, showers and 9 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 17. Sydney, mostly sunny and 19. Newcastle, similar conditions and 19. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 23. Cairns, sunny and 30. And in Darwin, similar conditions and 33 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.